Day Zero Podcast. I'm Nick Henderson. I'm the host of Four Player Podcast. If you're new, we do have a lot of new people in chat tonight because
they all left. They just wanted to see Fallout Shelter. But if you stuck around,
so obviously Nolan was playing some Fallout Shelter because it was announced tonight and released at the same time, which is awesome. So thank you, Nolan, for doing that back home. I'm here with Brad Simons, who should lean forward.
Hello.
Christopher Davis.
That's me.
And our gracious host and community member, Tim.
Hello.
Also known to some of you as Chai Tai. We're calling this the Day Zero Pod. Technically, tomorrow is day one of E3. I mean, it's not with show floor. Tomorrow is press.
I still think this is day negative one.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Maybe. We've historically called press conference day zero, but.
No.
We haven't? We call it day one?
Last year, you had 2 days.
Oh, the day we always arrive in LA is.
Oh my God, let's talk about Doom.
What?
Yes.
Do we have to?
I want to talk about Doom.
I want to say welcome to everyone who's new.
Welcome everyone who's new. We broadcast every night. We do this podcast every week. We've been podcasting for many years. We've won.
Got a little something on your.
We've won several podcast awards, and you will soon find out. You're probably not going to find out why.
DeLago in chat says, this is day I'll suck Todd Howard's dick for free. I have never wanted to throw money at someone so hard in my life. Anyways, we'll get to Fallout eventually. But
Chai. Yeah, tell us about Nintendo.
I want to start with Chai, because he actually went to the Nintendo Championships today.
He braved the gigantic crowds that were at the Nintendo World Championships.
It was massive. I got there late. I barely caught the finals. No, it was actually pretty empty.
They fought through dozens of people.
Yeah, it wasn't as busy as you would expect. I mean, you probably see it on the stream, but there were empty seats. What they didn't show was that they already closed off half the theater with curtains, and half of that was filled. So it was about a quarter of what the Nokia Theater could fit. I'm sorry, Microsoft Theater could fit.
Hey, I remember a year we actually went to the Nintendo conference in that same theater, and it was like
jam packed.
Well, there was one year it was jam packed. Oh wait. That was the year where they actually put us into a room where we were watching it on a screen, and that was half full. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was thinking of this incorrectly. Anyways, how were the Nintendo World Championships?
I remember the first announcement before they even started.
What was that?
I believe, yeah, it was before they even started. New announcement. Nintendo is localizing, or finally releasing their localization. Rumors I heard back in the day is that they actually officially localized this game, and they just never put it out. But they're bringing Earthbound Beginnings, which is actually Mother 1. Earthbound that we got on Super Nintendo, the big-ass strategy guide. That's Mother 2. Mother 1 was just an NES game, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of rough. I've heard some things about it. Well, they're releasing it, and it's called Earthbound Beginnings because you can't call it Earthbound Zero.
Yeah.
And
Mother's too confusing a name for people to really
now
associate.
I'll say this. Now, I'm going to say this. I know a lot of people love Earthbound, and I know Mother 3 for the Game Boy Advance is a game that is also very beloved, and people have been begging for years for this to get an official Nintendo release and localization. But and I know this Earthbound Beginnings might not be the greatest game, but hey, speak with your dollars, guys. One, I think it's already a good sign that we're probably eventually going to get Mother 3, right? I mean, why would they they've ignored the Earthbound series for so long, but now they've recently released Earthbound on
maybe
the virtual console.
Maybe I just wasn't paying enough attention, but there was a moment during where they revealed they were doing this this re-release, like right in the middle, where it showed the character from Earthbound, but it was like rendered and like
I don't know what that was.
But it went away for like a second.
We were watching the stream on our phone. So
no, this was back when this was before we even left to go to Bethesda. Like this was there was like a tiny moment where they showed this like rendered a 3D model.
It was taken out of Smash.
Sure, maybe.
No, it was not taken out of Smash.
That,
okay.
it was a different. It was a different.
It is confirmed that this is a virtual console release of this game. This is not a remake or anything. It's just called Earthbound Beginnings.
Yep.
And
it's available.
Speak with your wallet.
Is it already out? Was that another situation?
It was out today.
If you like Earthbound, get it just to know.
Could this be the E3 where they announce everything and then release it on the same day?
No. But, I mean, I told you that would happen. In fact, I wonder if Nolan's going to play any Earthbound Zero or Beginnings this week, or Crispy or somebody.
Actually, I think it might be kind of cool if we could stream the fan translation of Mother 3.
But well, that's... we can, but I mean, like, I've done it in the past, but...
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're talking about now. And what else got announced? Like, Metroid Prime Soccer or something? Metroid Prime Hunters Football Edition? What the fuck was that?
It's pretty much Metroid Prime Football.
What was that called? There's like a free-to-play... first-person arena shooter on the 3DS?
Blast Ball,
which is another just... I mean...
What the fuck was that?
It looks cool, but...
Does it?
That name. Terrible Blast name. Ball?
It kind of has like a Metroid Prime Hunter aesthetic.
It sounds
aesthetic.
Like a free-to-play browser-based game or something. I don't know.
I keep wanting to call it Blitzball. I've been calling it Blitzball all day.
Griffball? I don't know. Apparently the goal gets smaller every time. The goal gets smaller every time you score, which seems pretty cool. You're going to get a little closer.
Yeah, there's some abilities and stuff, too. Like, you can knock out opponents so they can't be on the field for a few seconds, get you some advantage. There are power-ups.
Did they play it at the...
They did. It was the second round of Winner's Bracket. And it seemed interesting, but it all seems like one of those...
How do the players adapt to it? So, like, do they...
One team just pretty much steamrolled the other almost every time.
You know what? You know game... that's Blast Ball. But you know what game was pretty cool? The sport game and Anarchy Reigns.
I've never played that.
You're alone.
Also, there is a game for the Xbox called, I'm blanking on it, Death Throw, kind of like Death Row, but it's Death Throw, I think.
Blood Bowl?
No, not Blood Bowl. This game was cool. It was like a fake extreme sport or something. But that was cool too. Anyways, I don't know what that is.
Everyone's sneezing.
I was kind of expecting the final game and the challenge to be like a brand new game, like an unannounced game,
but
like Mario Galaxy 3 or something.
But
would be
it
crazy.
Well, the thing is, I said this from the very beginning. I feel like this event, they were obviously going to use it to announce some stuff, but I didn't think they were going to announce mostly like competitive, maybe multiplayer or maybe community centric type games, and save a lot of their, you know, first party like single player focused titles for their conference on Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Tuesday is their conference.
Yes. Yeah. Tuesday morning.
Tuesday, right before Square Enix.
Yes. But instead, they had Mario Maker,
which is now called Super Mario Maker.
Yes.
Right?
That looks very well. It looks very good too, and they basically have no limits on what you can place. Because, you know, there's been popular Japanese hacks and different mods, like impossible to beat Mario games.
Yeah.
This takes all of those people that create those. But I think the biggest thing to take away from it is it removes the cart limit. So, you know, it doesn't matter how hard you make it, you would still be limited to what the power of the original console is. Now you can have like 20 spinning flame pillars. And you can arrange them and time them completely individually so it comes out like a giant wave.
Yeah,
you can stack enemies on top of enemies on top of enemies.
Yeah.
Is there a need to load sections?
You could have loaded sections as part of the game. I mean, transition stages.
Okay.
Go down a pipe, go down to different areas, go into open doors. But you can. It's pretty much seems like you can make anything you want in it.
We've seen Mario Maker before. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see that footage because
that is probably going to be a huge game on the show floor.
They used the Super Mario 3 tile set.
They used for the tournament. They used Mario 1, Mario 3, World, and I think whatever
the new one is.
I forget what that one's called.
Are the physics different, or are they consistent all the way through?
The physics can be adjusted to whatever game you adapt
it
to.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah,
okay.
So now it does have all the physics. Originally, when it was just Mario Maker, it was just classic and the new.
Okay.
But
it seems like
they added in the rest because of popular demand.
Okay, no, I have a feeling this game's going to be pretty great.
Yeah.
You know what game might not be pretty great?
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
I think I know what game.
Here it comes.
Does it start with a D?
I'm not down on this game. But this motherfucker over here, he's been talking about this game ever since QuakeCon, like it's the second coming. And
we were joking in line because we were waiting. We were in line for like an hour and a half or 2 hours, whatever, and, you know, just Chris Davis is talking to random people online, telling them about Doom, and Brad's listening to it. Just
every
like, oh my
single
God.
Time,
and then of course, they get into it about you know Doom and Brad's continued.
So this
skepticism.
Is largely me fucking with him for what? Let me lay out a couple things here. One, I knew this game wasn't going to be like fucking Doom, like original Doom. I knew it. I mean, he described it as this thing that I thought might be kind of cool. That's fine. I knew it was never going to be exactly like classic Doom 2. It's largely just fucking with him, right? But now I've seen the game. A lot of it's very similar to kind of what you saw at QuakeCon, right?
I think that first half of it was
the... It's the same goddamn game, right? I mean, you're just as high on this as you were on the other stuff.
Yeah, no, the combat's the same. The main difference, and other than just the second level they showed off for the single player, was the design of the first level. Because... The first level at the QuakeCon demo was a lot more open rooms,
yeah,
but they were filled with a lot less content. It wasn't as detailed.
Okay, but I mean, more or less,
like a test environment.
More or less the same game. My question for you is, what the fuck are you smoking? No, I'm just kidding. It looks, you knew this was coming. It looks like fucking Painkiller or Serious Sam. Yes, it's a lot faster. It's more arcadey. You're fighting like a ton of fucking enemies. You have all your crazy ass fucking weapons. And I feel like this game is what a lot of people think that Doom used to be. And it largely was this kind of thing in part. But the other part seems missing. And that's the really, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. We need to play the game to really know.
Yeah.
But they definitely weren't showing off like intricate level design. They weren't showing off lots of cool secrets.
We were waiting for that moment where there would be like hidden passages. In the
yeah,
whatnot.
Just something that shows us like, hey, we remember what Doom was
and
fully
like. And
that
doesn't mean it's not there. It just means that they chose to show off something else.
I mean, it's a fucking demo. They got to demonstrate the combat and they got to demonstrate certain things. That doesn't mean they don't have intricate level design there. There could be there. We don't know.
Okay. In fact, that level could have been literally built from the ground up to demo.
I mean, like in the Doom.
When I was watching the first part,
they could have fucking built it in the editor.
When I was watching that's not good. When I was watching the first part of that demonstration, the level design was a little more complex, I guess. There was some verticality, but I mean, he was kind of just jumping up to rooms. I mean, they didn't seem like secrets. Like, it didn't seem like this very elaborately constructed, labyrinthine thing.
The closest thing to a secret, I don't even know if it was a secret, it was more of just a small puzzle, which was where he had to activate that hologram and then follow the demon down into the other room where he found the body of the guy that he killed and then take his arm and then go back up and use it to open the door. But, like, that was all, you know, I can imagine that being very just like actually part of like
that's fucking tiny,
linear
though.
Design.
Like, we've seen that exact same thing in a lot of games since.
Sure. I mean, a lot of this demo was literally for shock value. It was to get people to go, ooh, oh my God, you see that? That was crazy.
Well, what I was saying in that in the Inferno level, that just seemed like fighting waves of dudes. That seemed like a fucking Painkiller game. You know, he was fighting waves of dudes in one like kind of arena based area. And, you know, I know, like, Doom 2 had a couple levels like that or whatnot, but I feel like what people think Doom is what is a little... I'm just saying, I feel like there's something a little lost. Mechanically, it seems solid. I'm not a fan of the executions, everybody was fucking cheering, so they're probably going to be putting even more of those. I have this thing that I've been ranting about a lot lately, where you go to these shows, and everybody cheers for the stupid shit. Now, I understand why it's a visceral reaction, you know, because it's like, violence. But when everyone cheers collectively like that, the people, do you not think that it watches these reactions? They're taking that into account. So you know what they think? Well, what they care about is the gore. And that frustrates the fuck out of me because that's not, I think that's, people are just reacting, they're hyped, the moment, but that's not really what these people care about, because after they see the same animation for the 12th time, they're going to be like, maybe they'd be nice to have a secret or something.
It was getting kind of frustrating, because they literally, like, there was two or three different executions that were repeated.
several times.
The one where he forced them to do the split and makes him kick himself in the face.
Like,
it was done like four times.
It would be one thing if they were literally, like, build up, like, I don't know, get a combo where you kill a certain number of enemies without getting damaged or whatever, or building some kind of meter in the background or whatever that allowed you to maybe do an execution. Just but like earning the right to do it. It just seemed like if you could get close enough to them and do enough damage to them, you could do it.
I just feel like
I don't think it's deep enough.
Scripted execution has never been that cool because it always gets tired. The one game that had like an execution style thing where it never got old is Metal Gear Rising. Because you had control over how that motherfucker was cut up every single time, and it was always fucking fun. But, you know, especially with that chainsaw, it seems like it should be like this really powerful weapon, but if anything, it's like a slow kill option, you know? If you had a fucking shotgun, you could have killed all those dudes way faster than to like slowly chainsaw through all of them, and it's just in the favor of cool gore and animations.
Yeah, but wasn't that also an aspect of the original Doom games? I mean, you would be fighting like three or four dudes at one time, and you end up just taking a while just to cut one down after the other, when you could have easily taken them all out with a shotgun still.
Well, the chainsaws was good, and you got,
you know,
like
my problem with the demo was they showed like every fucking gun in the game in the demo. Okay, maybe that's getting a little ahead of myself, but they showed a lot of different guns.
Yeah, no,
and
yeah.
Which, you know, I understand you want to see them, but like. Like, when he pulled up the weapon wheel, which looked great for a Doom game, but, like, pulled the weapon wheel, the fucking thing was full. Like, all the guns were there. They even teased the BFG at the end.
Wow.
That was, in fact, that was the only gun they showed. They didn't show what happened when you fired it, but they implied it was there, but everything else we saw. And I just feel like they kind of maybe blew their load a little bit, for lack of a better term. Like, it would have been nice to maybe get maybe a shorter demo and hold back some surprises. I was more interested in seeing just the flow of the game, the pace of the game, the combat. I liked it when he was jumping around and there was a little bit of verticality and he was jumping up the ledges and stuff. That was kind of cool. We've seen it at this point, you know, we've seen it done a lot. Like, that was
Dark Watch.
You know.
Oh, you're talking about the mantling and stuff. I mean, there's been a lot
nice
of
additions for Doom.
You know what I feel like it is? And I think I was getting into this a little bit when I was talking to Chris in the car. And I feel like what people remember Doom as being is Doom, but on Nightmare. Or on, you know, like the highest difficulty. Nightmare? Inferno?
Yeah, Nightmare.
No. Nightmare. Ultraviolence? Nightmare.
Ultraviolence was the original hardest difficulty, yeah. And then Nightmare when they introduced the Ultimate Doom, they brought Thy Flesh Consumed, which had Nightmare.
No, Nightmare was always there.
Maybe
it was.
And you know what? People got really good at Doom, and they played on Nightmare. But I feel like Nightmare Doom is the memory that has sort of like transitioned through time. Like, I didn't play those games on Nightmare. I don't even think I played them on Ultraviolence, but they were still challenging. I still really enjoyed like the level design. It wasn't about constantly killing waves of enemies. This new Doom is about killing waves of enemies.
Well, let me say this first. Sure, sure. Okay, this was a demo. They explicitly said, the guy said, this is about combat. It was all about combat. They took like one break from combat, you know.
Yeah,
during,
I mean,
that
that's
demo,
just
okay?
Fucking PR speak, but when they say Doom's all about combat, and I counter that by saying, well, no, not really.
No, I understand that. I agree with that point. Okay, they could have demoed more. Okay. But you have to realize that a lot of these opinions about that people are going to come out and talk about after this game launches, about the level design, about how the animations work, about the AI, things like that, that'll come out after.
Well, yes.
They're not prepared.
That's assuming that's even
this
stuff's
was
even
the
in
first
there.
Public, full public demonstration,
you know,
of this game.
Well,
I will
and
say
they've
got
to hit the high points that are obvious.
Let's
okay,
not spend
okay?
too much time because there's a chance it'll be playable on the show.
Sure, and we'll return to like exactly that aspect of this conversation when we talk about Fallout, because I think they did get into the nitty gritty and show off the stuff that people really wanted to see that they probably didn't have to show off on the initial stage show presentation. It can be done.
Yeah. Well, let me just bring up one other thing too. Is that even though they displayed the combat, like what you could see distinctly from that combat is that the enemies drop health and they drop ammo and they drop everything you
need.
That
was my favorite thing about the demo, was seeing all like the items drop and hearing those
classic Doom sound effects.
It's classic, yes, but the problem with that is that's not classic Doom gameplay, because part of Doom was that you would explore, you would need to find the resources because you never knew when you were going to get into an encounter, and that's what made combat in Doom great.
That is true. I did notice that.
Yeah,
because
so
you weren't finding, like, other than the weapons that you were just picking up in the environment for the sake of the demo, they weren't showing off like armor, they weren't showing off like ammo packs or anything in the environment.
Right. No. So it reduces the importance of needing to explore, because when you explored, you would find, you know, the box of 20 shotgun shells, and 20 shotgun shells means that a lot of stuff is going to die in front of you. But now I can get away with two, knowing I can kill him and get ammo for something.
And see, secrets would
That being said, though, they did demonstrate that in the Doom editor that they're including with the game. So that doesn't mean it's not in there.
You know what's going to happen, right? This game's going to come out. I'm sure it'll be great, you know, in its own right, in its own special way. But, like, you know, someone's going to go and with that Doom editor and make, like, a traditional, like,
I don't doubt
that. But they might not have the ability to kind of do secrets the way that Doom originally did secrets.
They demonstrated...
It's sort of just taking boxes and then populating
it with... No, they had that level design aspect, yes. But they also demonstrated how to make easy, simple triggers. And that's where you can have the secrets.
Well, then I also have a feeling that, like Doom, some of the best levels are going to be made by modders and not...
Sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I completely agree with that. We're going to see, like, within 6 months of the launch of the game, full recreations of Doom 1, 2, and 3.
It is still really cool to see how they've taken the, you know, the concept of modding, which is, you know, traditionally exclusive to PC gamers, and applied it to multiple platforms. At the very least, it looks like it's going to be, you know, fun to tinker around.
It looks like something like a Forge mode or something. You know? Yeah, it doesn't seem too.
It really complex. Did feel like the Forge mode of Halo.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not like the Doom 2.
Let's move on from Doom. There's a good chance we might even revisit it. Yeah. I do want to go ahead and say...
because we might play that on the show floor. We don't even know if it's playable.
We don't know if it might. Honestly, I'm thinking about everything we saw today at Bethesda, and I know Bethesda has a booth. I've talked to the PR people. They have a booth. They have a presence there. But, like, when you think about it, nothing else that they have, with the exception of Battlecry,
and they'll probably have ESO.
Battlecry and ESO are the only other
ESO's
two things.
Out.
If they want something to draw people to their booth, they're gonna want to have one of the major three.
Am I the only one
that's potentially playable is Doom.
Well, I hope Battlecry is not playable because it didn't look very playable because it looked like dog shit.
Well, it was playable last
year. It's been playable in other countries.
Yeah, it was playable last year. Fuck, that's right. I played it for like 2 minutes.
And God, they only had it for like 5 minutes.
They look bad in that trailer. Like it's just real framey and kind of.
Yeah, it's not an artistic thing either. It just looked jank.
Who knows? Yeah. I'm just glad they didn't spend a lot of time talking about it. Anyways,
we're going to get to Fallout in a second. Calm down.
So, we'll talk. Maybe we might end up revisiting Doom. I do want to take this opportunity real quick to... Great.
Don't we chat.
Great. I was about to say. It's too late. It's already too late. Thanks.
What?
Anyways.
Well, that's... It's not...
Okay. Whatever. I do want to take this opportunity to point out... So, today we launched some new features on the website. And we want to hear what you guys think about Doom. There's obviously a lot to discuss, a lot of opinions out there. Everyone's going to have an opinion about this game. So I would visit fullplayernetwork.com, scroll down to the game discussions thread, click on the Doom one and leave your thoughts in there. Like, I'd be interested in reading what you guys have to say. And of course, if we end up revisiting the game this week, whether it's on the show floor or not, I'll be happy to go through those and read some comments back on the show.
He's not lying. Like, I really do want to know what y'all have to say about Doom because I have a feeling I'm probably not alone, and I don't think Chris is alone. I bet it's a pretty divisive. It was a pretty divisive demo. So let us know what you think.
Yeah, it's definitely divisive.
Dishonored 2 is a thing.
And I am super hyped for that.
Everybody's super hyped.
Because you know why? Because it's fucking Dishonored was fucking rad, and everybody likes Dishonored. Have you ever met a person who's like, Dishonored, yeah, I don't really like. No!
Yes. I actually have.
You have bad friends.
Those friends should.
Stop being their friends.
She has a bionic arm. Stop. She's. Launches and goes to anything.
Okay, so you play as what's her name? You play as
Emily, the Empress Emily Caldwin.
The Empress.
Well, you play as the girl from the first Dishonored.
Yeah.
You have a choice of playing as Corvo or playing as Emily.
But it's interesting because I guess there's going to be a canon ending to Dishonored 1.
Caldwin.
Thank you. Sorry.
The name
like,
is
what
super
are you
important.
Reaching for?
I was waiting for you to fill in the blanks. I forgot her last name.
So you rescue.
It's easy for me to remember her first name.
You're rescuing her slash protecting her in the first Dishonored, and you make a lot of like
she's kinda, a badass.
Well, you make a lot of moral choices, and that kind of determines like part of the ending is kind of how she turns out, right?
Yep.
So I'm wondering if there's sort of a gonna have to be a canon ending, because I doubt that's gonna carry over into the sequel.
The way they structured the ending in the original Dishonored,
well, I don't know. Maybe that's why they're doing the definitive edition, so you can play the game again and get a save file that can then transmit.
Let's not talk about the definitive edition.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up
the definitive edition. Like, a lot of HD editions.
Anyway. Well, hey, it's $3 on Steam. Go buy it.
Whatever. Anyway, like I was saying, in the original ending for Dishonored, it was like a Fallout-esque montage of based on your decisions and the chaos level that you inflicted in Dunwall.
Yeah.
But that was designed to go through like almost the beyond just the end of Corvo's life. It was like Emily Caldwell way far into a role.
Yeah.
So, but this game seems to take place at like 10, 15 years after the events of the original Dishonored. So
it's filling in blanks.
I mean, they needed, diverse, I mean, they just didn't want to have you playing as Corvo again. So that you get to play as a lady or Corvo. And you know what? That lady seems pretty fucking cool. She has her like ghost darkness arm or whatever. That's, I guess, kind of analogous to Blink. More or less,
it looked like if Blink met the smoke monster from Lost,
but effectively Blink.
It makes her the Bionic Commando. She just grapples and launches herself right into wherever she goes. But apparently, it doesn't affect gravity because she could do it straight down and land with no.
Could you not blink to the ground?
No, you could, but I mean, like the effect was different because you just teleport and you're blinked and you're safe.
Well, it's CG, so it's hard to say what it actually is going to be.
But in this, like, it looked like she like the thing is what we watched was a CG. Who knows, like, how representative of actual gameplay this is going to be? I mean, obviously, it's going to be very similar to Dishonored proper, but...
Yeah.
I bet it's going to work similarly to Blink, because I bet that Corvo has regular Blink. And they're going to have to design the levels to be played by both of them, which means I bet they kind of work a little similar.
Probably.
I will say this. I am really, really excited about this game. One... Like, I kind of, we all knew this was coming. It kind of leaked a couple days ago.
in a stupid way. In a
very hilarious way.
By the way, everyone knew about Dishonored 2 because Bethesda, when they were like rehearsing or just testing, they accidentally went live on their Twitch stream and they just had like, they were just chatting about Dishonored 2.
Which is awesome.
So, yeah.
But anyways, we knew that was coming. But I found myself trying to picture in my head what Dishonored 2 might look like, because the first one was... you know, super stylized, and it had this very kind of unique feel to the world. But like, I didn't really get a sense for what that world felt like outside of the walls of Dunwall. And then we saw this trailer, and it looks like the game is going to be. It's obviously still going to have that like super dark, like grungy, everything's dirty kind of feel. But at the same time, it looks like it takes place in this like really bright, vibrant, like almost tropical, coastal city. Which looks cool. But the one thing I wanted to know, more than anything, was this game going to be like open world, or is it going to be the same structure? Which, honestly, either way, I'm fine with, because I loved Dishonored's level design or level structure.
Well, like what we talked about in the car.
It would be cool to be able to go around that entire fucking world.
No, I think it absolutely could be.
That would be awesome.
I absolutely agree with you.
But it's kind of like...
I don't think they'll do that.
Probably
it's kind of like Hitman, though, where every level in Dishonored... Sorry. Was kind of an elaborate stage that had like a target, and it was, you know, approaching that target in different ways.
And the character was just going about living his life, and you could just
infiltrate
the mission any way you wanted. You could go about killing everybody in sight, or you could just sneak in as a rat, go through the pipes in the mansion, sneak up behind the guy, knock him out, and throw his body off a cliff or something.
I could see it being more of a hub thing, maybe. But I guess Dishonored 1 kind of had a hub as well.
I kind of prefer it with a hub, honestly, because I want to interact with all the characters that is going to be around Caldwell.
Yeah.
Because the plot of this game is going to be about a mystical being has ousted Caldwell from power and cast her aside and has taken over rule of the Isles. And
I have no idea what you just said, Chris Davis.
I'm not talking about
It sounds cool.
Yeah, it does.
I'm really interested to see how like the transforming room might come into play.
That was what I wanted to mention.
That was cool. I couldn't tell if she was like, if that was just like some kind of like representation of something that was going on in her head, or if that was actually happening. And then you started to piece together and realize that yes, what we're seeing is actually happening in the world, which is cool. I don't know. It's
it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool. Who knows when we're gonna find out more? Yeah. This did give me the vibe of like we're going to announce it, but we may not see it again until next E3.
Yeah, this was the only game at Bethesda in which they did not have a release date. So
or gameplay to show.
Yeah, it was just CG.
Well, after Dishonored 2, they cut the streams and they showed us a sneak peek on where they're at with Prey 2. Now, if you were watching the stream and you weren't there live, you didn't see this Prey 2 demonstration. And
they made everyone sign NDAs on the way out the door, but luckily, we don't give a shit about them.
We don't give a shit, so we're going to tell you all about Prey 2.
It turns out there's, on these little Amiibo wannabe things, there's actually codes that you scan with your phone, and it unlocks Prey 2 for you to play immediately. So
you killed it.
You killed the joke.
You killed it, Chris. You killed it dead. It is lying on the ground in a puddle of piss and blood. You fucking killed it.
I didn't even get to contribute.
It was already a bad joke.
You killed it before Chai even had a chance to chime in and contribute to this damn joke.
You couldn't just let the bad joke be a bad joke. You had to pulverize it.
That yellow thing
in Sin City.
Look, I know you're upset that your phone is dead right now and you can't download the Prey 2 mobile app.
That's right.
We'll stop. He's already dead.
The New York City. Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry, throwbacks.
Okay. Fallout. I'm a cynical motherfucker, right?
We all know this.
And I thought...
We all have our own way of dealing with it.
Or you could say I like to keep my expectations low. I watched that Doom thing and I was like... And Chris is full of shit. I mean, that's what I was thinking. I'm just being honest. And Dishonored was like, man, I like Dishonored, but this is just some cinematic bullshit. That's cool. This will be cool. I'll play this. And they started...
He literally rolled his eyes.
And then they started showing... Well, they also showed, like, fucking Elder Scrolls. Fucking who cares? MMOs. Stupid. Only Joseph cares about those.
I'm sorry, Joseph. I love you.
And then,
he's not opinionated, guys. He's not.
And then, And then Fallout started. And, you know, when we saw that trailer a week ago, I was like, man, this looks cool. It looks like more Fallout. There's a fucking dog. I like Fallout. Maybe not as much as, like, Elder Scrolls, but, hey, it's cool. And when this thing started, I was kind of like, man, just... Oh. Like, man, I was fucking right. This is just more Fallout. But you know what? I was watching it. Like... At first, my impressions were kind of negative. There's a new dialogue system, and I don't really know about that. And I thought that voice actor for the man was kind of bad. I'll probably be playing as the lady. Seems like a Fem Shep situation here. But we'll see. I don't know. Maybe it was a placeholder.
You really are jumping the gun here.
I just think it's... Oh, well, I guess the first thing they started with was the character creation, which...
That was cool. No sliders. Oh my god, no sliders. I don't know if y'all know this about me. I hate character creators.
Everyone hates it. Everyone hates the cheekbone depth and stuff like that.
That is the worst. It's like when I watched you try and make a girl with a normal nose. That was funny.
So the thing is, they set it up like you're going to be able to play the pre-bomb drop stuff. But then they sort of set that stage like that's only going to be kind of part...
Well, they were first... jumping around. I have a feeling it's going to be kind of... Remember in
Fallout 1 when you spent a lot of time in the vault before you finally got out? Fallout 3, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
In Fallout 3, I think it's going to kind of be like that, just sort of like your prologue, but there's probably not going to be a ton to do.
I hope you can at least explore the world, and you know, I hope it sets up the story well. One thing that kind of struck me is this almost looked like, I don't know, I'm not used to Bethesda taking a more thoughtful approach to like their setup and their narrative in their games, but I feel like I think Skyrim started down this path, but this game looks like they were they might even be taking the story a little more seriously. It looks like they were taking everything in the game more seriously. You know, Todd even talked about, you know, how
Todd, no, you guys are on a first name basis.
We're tight. Sorry, Mr. Howard, is that what you? Todd Howard.
Oh my god. The first time I didn't really meet Todd Howard. It was kind of like he was having a conversation and like with some other dude, and I was like kind of standing next to him about to like introduce myself, and fucking Jeff Keighley just fucking muscles in there, just fucking interrupts everyone like, I'm Jeff motherfucking Keighley. Hey Todd, we go way back. Motherfucker. But he's alright.
It's gonna be okay.
Sorry.
It's gonna be okay.
He's alright.
He is. He's got a thing tomorrow.
What were we talking about?
He's got Fallout.
Oh, so so I was like kind of being Brad, right? But then when he started like walking around the wasteland, looked really nice, and he just I was like, I kind of want to go over there. I want to go over there. This seems cool. And that's when I tweeted out, I kind of want to play a Fallout game. And then I just lost shit because they just kept announcing awesome shit.
Dude, I'll tell you this. One thing about this press conference that really they really drove home for me was a couple things. First of all, Bethesda in general, whether it's Todd Howard or Pete Hines or whoever was up on stage, they came across like way more genuine than a lot of the people that go up in the, during these presentations. They kept it interesting. They kept it genuine. I like that. But Todd Howard, like, teleprompter be damned. He may have had a teleprompter, but man, he was.
Todd Howard, he's you just want to put him in your pocket.
I do.
But I mean, the fucking game shit was speaking for itself. Because holy shit, man, any fucking Peter Molyneux could have been showing off the game, and it would have been seemed great.
But Peter Molyneux,
Todd Howard was like dropping the mic and then walking off stage and then coming back up and picking it up.
That's true.
And he kept going and he would drop it again and walk off. And
they had a lot of good announcements. The thing is, they showed off Fallout 4 and he's like, we got another surprise. We've been working on another Fallout game. And like, that thing was crazy.
You saw a little bit of that tonight before we started.
You guys saw that before we started. I'm going to ask you in chat, how did it look? Does it seem like something?
It sounded like Nolan was having a blast with it.
Yeah.
I would imagine you're probably going to see more of that on the feed this week.
I gave it a run before you guys came back. It's pretty, like, I haven't gotten super deep into it, but I can easily see myself getting my hooks in when I was like, because they still have the special system where you had to keep track of everyone's stats. And I was thinking like, oh, someone new came in. What are their stats? Strength. I don't need strength. I need perception. I need someone to manage the water.
You know what it
reminded
me of?
You go make babies.
See, Nolan is in chat.
It's like
Nolan,
this war of mine.
Nolan says he loves it. Yeah. I will say this. You know what it does remind the game does remind me of? What was the
This War of Mine?
This War. Thank you.
Funny and fun and entertaining.
It looked like yes, and it, oh my god, it looks so charming. It looks so charming. I've never wanted to play.
Todd Howard said FTL when he was pitching this thing.
I've never wanted to play. So I'm immediately interested. I've never wanted to play a game on a tablet like. This act
oh, and that was like one of the FTL aspects. Apparently, when Nolan was playing, a raider just like ran into his base, and then his people are just trying to punch her in the face to kill her. While one reason goes to sit in the diner, but now like this is an active threat, and then a room will go set on fire.
It's so like you FTL. Have to manage.
Yeah, that's the FTL part. Oh, but then you also have like a XCOM part where you have to like. You equip them and you send them out into the wasteland, and they might come back stronger.
But there's no actual gameplay out there.
It'd be cool if it was like
Final Fantasy Tactics battles.
Oh, but then
shit.
There's going to be so much going on at home that you're going to want to manage that. Yeah. And then if you do things right, you can actually get named characters from the game. I had Alistair Tenpenny making babies.
Oh my god! Huh. You know, like when he came out,
those motherfuckers.
When he came out and started talking, like he was like, "We made another Fallout game," and then his the word tablet came out of his mouth. You could hear the collective like eye roll.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, just people were like. What? This
seems kind of cool.
I want this. This looks awesome. Like I almost found myself like completely forgetting about the fact that I was looking at a mobile game on the screen. And then he was like, "It'll be out after this press conference is over," and people just lost their shit.
And he was smart.
And it was a magical moment.
Yeah. And he was smart to say there is no stamina time restriction. You can play it completely free. There will be microtransactions completely unnecessary to play.
Yeah,
it.
But you know,
if I had cash in my pocket, I literally would have been making it rain.
It went from fuck this is mobile to oh my god, why didn't you put this on Android yet? Like the opinion changed in 2 minutes about that.
Yeah, it was great. By the way, we had some fucking awesome seats. I have no idea how that happened.
We had our own little private box.
I felt the president of the United States of America. Did anybody see the pictures on Twitter? It was great.
I don't know how it happened, but it happened and it was cool. Hey,
I'm wondering you know with
Fallout?
The
what?
I'm trying to blow our
collective Fallout load right now.
But this is the load. Just, this is the part where we're supposed to be
I'm just wondering, they put out this app. The game is coming out in November. I'm wondering if there's going to be any cross-play functionality. Because they also announced the app
like there was,
for the iPhone.
You just dropped the fucking fat man right... It's coming out in November. You can't just gloss over that. That was the biggest fucking news that we were going to get to at the end.
You
ruined well, I don't this know your fucking out, schedule with this podcast. It comes out man. In calm the I, fuck down.
I'm just going saying, November. Order. That's the craziest shit about this whole night.
It's also very typical of a Bethesda product.
No.
They announce the game, they show off the game at E3, and it comes out within 6 months.
They do no, not show no, 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 off no. the game.
Six... Skyrim.
Skyrim came out a There's year no after way. It was announced. It came out the following November.
Over.
It was announced in November at the VGAs the year before.
And you're confused because it came out on that 11/11/11 date.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They didn't even announce Fallout 4 till last week. They showed it off for the first time tonight. It's coming out in November. I understand that. That is crazy.
But they
it's another
you can't.
When did Oblivion come out?
These are the biggest games in the world. It's crazy.
Guys, we're not even gonna be done with Metal Gear when this happens. What am I gonna do with my life?
You're going to have to quit your job.
Well, so let's talk about all the fucking cool shit. First things first, VAT seems to be retooled. And now it doesn't freeze when you go into VAT. It just kind of slows it down.
So it's not abusable.
Not only is it not abusable, but that's kind of fucking cool. Because you know how the best parts about fucking VATs were when a dude was running at you, you pause, you go into VATs, you fucking blow off his fucking face, and he goes flying the body?
Yeah.
Now you can kind of like see the slow motion before the speed back up and he goes flying, it seems like that will be even more satisfying.
Maximizing the satisfaction.
They worked it into the montage scene when he turned and he started blasting one guy down the hall. And he saw there was a second one, and then in like a split second,
yeah,
lowered it, went to VATS, targeted the head, and shot him in like 1 second.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're really integrated. So it's not more of like, oh, you're going to shoot or you're going to VATS. So you can just free flow through combat and then pick which one you do.
I will say I it doesn't look like, and I guess they didn't show off a ton of it, but it doesn't look like the outside of VAT's gunplay is like way fucking better than it was in the previous Fallout games. And like it still seems kind of janky, like you wouldn't want to just go around playing it like Call of Duty.
Ed just popped in the chat and just, how do I make these people make babies? Ed must be playing Fallout Shelter.
Someone teach Ed the birds and the bees. We got to get back to talking about Fallout, man. So you have a fucking dog, and you could tell him to like go collect shit. And I think you could do that with dog.
First of all, that makes not a lot of sense, unless the dog knows English.
Well, I mean, it's a fucking but dog. I've seen these like Nightline, Dateline, whatever the fuck shows on TV where like they had like a dog who had like a pile of stuffed animals, and like the fucking owner of the dog would be like, go get Mr. Bubbles. And he'd run over to that pile of stuffed animals. He'd dig through and he would find Mr. Bubbles and bring him over. And I was fucking blown away with this dog, because my dog's stupid as shit.
He walked up, the dog was right next to him, and he said, hey, dog, go bring me that wrench. And the dog ran and grabbed him the wrench.
But what I'm saying is that dogs can understand English. You know? I mean, they understand words. I'm sorry.
Do you need to go to sleep?
They understand words. I'm not saying they talk. Well, some of them
they
talk.
Understand the language. They just choose not to use it.
I'm saying they do understand English. So if the dog knows what a wrench is and you say, go get the wrench,
the dog would get the wrench. I don't think the dog is going to know. I think the dog is going to know pretty much. Like, if you say, hey, dog, bring me that carton of eggs over there, it's probably going to go grab that carton of eggs and bring it back to you. I don't think it knows what a carton of eggs is.
Unless you've trained it to be.
Right? The point I'm is, this shit looks wicked cool.
It looks cool. I'm just saying.
And we can say wicked because this is set in Boston.
So we said the game's wicked smart.
That dog is wicked smart. Wicked smart.
And it doesn't look like garbage.
You had to throw in a garbage in there.
You have to. This is a meme with us.
There's garbage in the wasteland.
That's not a meme with us. That is a...
Okay, so even then, I was kind of like, I want to play this game. I was excited. But I didn't start like
very
baby
obvious.
Battering everywhere until they started to get into like the level. I mean, you can fucking build shelters and defend them and like set up like fucking power to like manage them. And it seemed fucking rad. My God, man. It's so perfect for this setting. I feel so I've always preferred Elder Scrolls because I feel like, you know, there's so much like the metagame's so much better there. You have all these skill trees and you can play like a class completely differently, and the loot kind of feeds into that so well. While Fallout's just kind of like a lot of ammo and a lot of guns, but once you get to a certain point in those games and you become a walking fucking arsenal and you already have your favorite fucking weapons, a lot of the loot feels meaningless in the Fallout games. But now that all these resources are tied into this customization,
you can literally break down anything you find in the world for materials.
To make materials, to build these houses, yes. to like upgrade and create weapons and armor and customization. Now all the stuff that seemed kind of pointless before, maybe because, you know, Fallout 3 and New Vegas were still a little too easy.
Brad was fangirling pretty hard. He tried to hold my hand. He was so excited.
It's so intelligently, thematically synergizes together. And I feel like they're finally going to have a metagame that rivals, you know, like Elder Scrolls and other some of the best RPGs out there. I feel like now it's finally going to get over the hump that was maybe keeping me from loving Fallout 3 and New Vegas, as a lot of other people do. And I'm super fucking excited.
So
defend your fucking territory. God damn, fuck. Let's go watch Mad Max again right now. I'm so fucking pumped. Sorry.
It's okay. Let's bring it down a notch. Everybody breathe.
Strip club. Let's go.
What's...
I have not been this excited. You don't understand. I did not go into... I went into this press conference hopeful for Doom, excited for Dishonored. I was not excited for Fallout. I mean, I don't tell people that because that's not the thing you tell a lot of people if you don't want to get beat up, that, hey, I'm not very excited for Fallout. I was not going into this. When we got to the Fallout point of the presentation, you know what my attitude was? Like, well, I guess this is it. I guess this is all we're going to see tonight. I came out of there on cloud nine. And I don't get like that for a lot of video games.
All right.
If you know me.
So there's a few things that kind of, they were doing like a gameplay montage. You know, Tech Mims in chat reminds me. Jetpacks.
Jetpacks! You can customize your power armor. It's like fucking Armored Core, man. This shit's fucking Mech Warrior shit. God damn it. Sorry. I'm excited.
Yep.
I was losing my shit, by the way, there tonight.
He was losing his shit.
I was standing up and sitting down. I was excited.
Armor's actually fucking layered for once in an RPG. Like, if I have a shirt and I find a jacket, why do I have to take off the fucking shirt to put on the jacket? I'm assuming that means that I can actually layer clothing on clothing and have increased armor on different parts.
Yeah, which what's it called? What's that game? Like, Exanima has the best layered armor I've ever seen in an RPG. But yeah.
How do you think that layered armor will be layered onto a power armor that you can walk into in the field?
You could wear your fucking 50s summer dress underneath your power armor, possibly.
How do you imagine that the fast travel system's gonna work?
Hey, shut up! Why you gotta try to bring us down?
I'm asking you a fucking question here, okay?
Fuck with you, Chris.
No, I'm tired of you fucking with me, okay?
I hope there's vehicles. Calm down. I hope there's vehicles.
I'm just wondering.
Oh, wait, there was like a helicopter, right?
There was an airship.
That's what I'm asking about.
There was an airship.
That's there a vertibird.
What if that's the new? What if that's
threw down
new
a flare? It landed. You boarded it, and supposedly you flew anywhere you fucking wanted.
Wasn't there a bigger airship? Did I just imagine that?
No, was there a was a giant airship.
It was like an airship.
Didn't you blow it up with a nuke?
No. Do you think maybe these helicopters are kind of like the stilt riders from Morrowind, where they don't have kind of like, you know, baby's first RPG fast travel where you can kind of click anything you want at any time, and maybe actually have you got to go to this point or call in one of these helicopters, maybe once you join like the Brotherhood or some shit, and like you can kind of travel that way. How much, like, I've been wanting that for fucking years. Oh my god.
As long as you don't have to gummy ship it everywhere. Like, it's not as long as it's not like mandatory that every time you teleport to another, you have to do it. Yeah,
that would be nice. But like, bring up the gummy ship
because that's the worst example of this. Like, they can learn from this. They can make it that, you know, if it's a secure area, it's safe. But if you have to travel, let's say, across like a dangerous area, then you actually do have to protect the ship on the way there.
Why you gotta bring us down, Chai?
I'm trying to help out the idea here.
Down.
I'm sure it's gonna be great.
All right,
there's so many good things packed in here. I can't fucking believe it. And it's coming out in November.
Dude, that is... I don't even know.
I will say their whole 1-1-1 thing was a little bit of a stretch. Nick was like, I guess it's going to be November 1st, because that makes sense, but it's like they expanded it, and Like there was a 5 in there. Somehow it just it wasn't as graceful as I was expecting.
It somehow became November 10th, 2015. It was like, okay.
Ever since the fucking... What was the Skyrim
date? If you wanted to do that, why not...
11-11-11.
Why not just name the vault, you know, what it... I don't know. What it would actually break down into...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's fine. I just thought it was funny because, you know, just like they wanted that awesome date like Skyrim and they didn't quite get it, but... I guess
maybe they were originally going to release it on the same date as Skyrim because it was also going to be like 11-11-11 or 11-1, I don't know. And then they found out they weren't going to hit that date for whatever reason.
Man, the Death Claws seemed bigger and scarier in this game, didn't they?
Well, they picked up the player and executed
them. Is the Death Claw the thing that came out of the ground where I was like, is that from... I thought they were making a joke like it was from Doom. I thought like it was one of the monsters from Doom coming out of hell. I was like, it's crossing over, it's jumping a shark right in front of me, what's happening?
No. That fucking, oh my, like, listen, dude, it was just a demonstration. The thing had just started, but like, and he had just interacted with that dog a little bit, but when that mole rat came out of the ground and lunged at the dog, dude, my heart sank. And I barely even touched this game. I'm already concerned for that dog. It ain't even my dog. Oh my God. Can you customize the dog, man? That'd be cool.
Oh my God.
Can the dog wear armor? That's what I want to know.
But that makes some great DLC.
Dog armor? $10?
Yeah.
Am I crazy here? Was nobody else worried about that dog when the mole rat popped out of the ground?
Dude, guys, we didn't even talk about... Okay, I know this is dumb. I know we don't really need... It's probably the dumbest thing that happened on the show, but, like, the Pip-Boy thing. Like, they made a Pip-Boy that you can put your phone in, and they made an app to go with the Pip-Boy. Like, that's insane.
But it's stupid,
too. It's stupid. No one's going to use that. It's so stupid, but I want it. Like, right now. I can play it while I'm wearing it, and then I could, like...
I probably wouldn't use it while I'm playing it, but I could see myself just, like, at work wearing that thing and just browsing Twitter through the Pip-Boy. Fuck it. Why not?
I just want to walk into work one day, just, you know, casual Friday, walk in wearing that thing and just don't tell people what it is. Just wait, people be like, "What the fuck are you wearing?"
I'm gonna put one of my jogging apps on it and just go running.
It was
a thing on my arm.
It was legitimately just like Todd Howard was like, "You know what? This is just so much fun. I don't even give a shit. I'm gonna make a fucking Pip-Boy, and I'm gonna tell people about it because it's gonna be hilarious." And it was almost like he just did it for the laughs because like people were loving it.
It's like I heard you talking about dog meat. You best not be talking about dog. Sorry, what?
Anyways,
I'm sorry. Not only am I really excited, I was not expecting this. I'm also very tired. I had 3 hours of sleep last night. Good night.
It's like, and just do like just an awkward just cut, and that's the end of it. Done. Are we wrapping it up tomorrow?
Let's wrap this shit up. Well, let's go ahead. What's the game plan for tomorrow, Nick?
So tomorrow is Monday. We have press conferences all day, starting with Microsoft in the morning, followed by EA, and then Ubisoft, and then Sony. So we're gonna be
shooting impressions videos, right? Typically,
impressions video, lots of Brad Cam, all kinds of stuff. And then on Tuesday morning, before the show floor opens, we have Nintendo, followed by Squaresoft. I think we're just gonna be watching those from home.
Yeah.
Hey, Armadillo just subscribed.
Armadillo!
Armadilly. Thank you very much for subscribing.
Can you get leprosy from an armadillo?
Why would an armadillo have leprosy?
Have you ever seen them? I'm just kidding. Anyways.
Maybe that was only in
Want to just... anyways, of course, it's E3, as always. Every night after we get back from the show floor, we'll be talking about what we've been playing, what we've been seeing. All that good stuff.
It's going to be typically our Monday podcast is the longest.
Yeah, because it's covering 4 press conferences. We just covered one today, or technically 2, kind of. But tomorrow's a big day, so that'll be fun. There'll be a lot of cool stuff announced tomorrow, I'm sure. I also would like to remind everybody that the site has undergone some changes, so please, if you have not yet, check those out. Bookmark us at 4playernetwork.com. If you're watching us live and you go to the 4playernetwork.com right now, you'll notice that the live window is embedded on the front page when we're live. When we're not, it'll go away and you'll just see the banners as always and whatnot.
Follow us on Twitter. Yeah. I'm at FolderBrad. I'll be tweeting throughout the day and I'll be using the...
I'm at NickH0630.
No original. One's gonna remember that.
Original, I know.
Chris
Davis, what is your?
I'm at Slackerchan.
Slackerchan.
See, that's a pretty good name. I mean, it's a little. Chai.
You know, I just found out something.
Wait. Chai, what's your Twitter?
At ChaiTai805. 805.
All right.
Well, what I was going to say is that we're all going to be using the hashtag
4PNE3.
Hashtag 4PNE3, so you can find us on there.
Just
as well.
Throw that on there, and that way you can see all the four player community tweets that are E3 related. Also, as I mentioned earlier in the show, if you have any thoughts you want to share on Doom or Dishonored, please go to the front page, click on the game discussion threads. It's going to be a really cool feature, and we're going to be combing through these, picking out some responses, maybe if there's any interesting points that maybe we didn't bring up during our discussions or think to bring up. We'll pull those and we'll bring those up during the podcast recordings. That's going to be going forward during all of our podcasts. And I'm sure things like Doom, Dishonored, and maybe even Fallout will come up, you know, throughout the week periodically. So go leave your thoughts there. We really appreciate it.
And...
else.
And I had like a really good thing to say.
Let me get this out here real quick. I just found out the Fallout 4 Pip-Boy Edition is currently available on Amazon.
Yep.
And it's $120.
Yep, I saw it.
That's a steal.
Is it a steal? I mean, you still gotta have the phone.
Yeah, but
I don't care. Who doesn't have that? Attach that shit to my arm and never take it off.
How much was the alarm clock? Wasn't there an alarm clock?
What?
Fallout 3?
Oh.
I thought it was a lunchbox.
No, I got the lunchbox, but there's also an addition with... You can also get the alarm clock. Pip-Boy.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
I think that was close to the same price.
We're digressing. We still have a little bit of work to do before we can finally sleep, because goddamn, we've been awake for a very long time, and we have a long day tomorrow. So anyways, please click the link. That Illumination just posted. I'm imagining it's me dancing with the it's me dancing at E3 last year. Check out check out that GIF. That happened. That's a real thing.
Someone post the greatest picture that was taken today in chat, please. Somebody, that's what I was forgetting. Someone please post the greatest picture ever that was taken today by Nick, featuring me
and
on the Hollywood Walk
and Antonio Banderas.
Someone please post that picture.
So so you want them to post the greatest picture of you on the Hollywood
On the Walk of fame. Yes.
We only took like two of those, so.
That's why it's the greatest.
Well, it's the greatest fucking picture.
We're digressing again. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Of course, 4playernetwork.com.
That's not the great one. I mean, that's a great one.
4playernetwork.com.
Hey, idiots. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is this still the podcast? Let me wrap the podcast.
Oh, I thought the podcast was over.
4playernetwork.com. If you're not a subscriber, you can find the podcast on iTunes. You can also find us on SoundCloud now. So if you're one of those people that hates iTunes, I know there's a lot of you out there, and you've been wanting to subscribe to the show. We are on SoundCloud now. You can find us on soundcloud.com/4pp. That simple. Go. I'm going to be posting this tonight, and we'll be posting the podcast throughout the week. And, of course, tune in every day for our coverage and our footage and all the good stuff. And I guess we're looking forward to talking to you guys tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and close it out. Good night.